Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Brachas Daf Zayin. Amar Rav Yechanan Mishra Rav Yesi. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Hashem davens? Now, what do we mean when we say Hashem davens? The Rishonim explain that Hashem would like to constantly bestow on us His goodness and His kindness, and He requests of us, He prays, so to speak, that we should improve our ways and be fitting and be worthy of receiving His goodness and kindness. So what do we find that Hashem davens, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel Shenemar, Vavi Oisim Al Har Kochi, I will bring them to my holy mountain, V'simachtem Beis Tfilasi, and gladden them in my house of prayer. Tfilasam Leinemar. The pasuk doesn't say Tfilasam, their Tfilah. Elo Tfilasi, my house of Tfilah. Mikan Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel, it is the house of my Tfilah, because Hashem Yisbarach Himself davens there, as Marshal explains, that the Migdal Shalamala is mechuvan keneged Migdal Shalmata. The Beis HaMikdash in heaven corresponds to the Migdash Shalmata, and we go to Shul, to Daven, the Migdash Ma'at in this world, that instigates a corresponding effect in heaven, and Hashem Davens, which corresponds to our Tefillah down in this world. My Masli, what exactly is Hashem Daven? Omrav Yitzhubar Tuvi Omrav Yirotzoi Milufanai. It should be my will, Sheyich Veshu Rachmayes Kasai, that my mercy should conquer my anger, that my rachmanus, that my mercy should overcome my sterner attributes, so that I should behave with my children, I should conduct myself with Klal Yisrael with a midah of mercy, so that I should go through beyond the boundary of judgment with my children, I should behave with them, I should conduct myself with them in a manner that is beyond the boundary of din, but rather with chesed and kindness. Tanya, Omar b'Shmo ben Elisha, he was a Kohen Gadol, and he said like this, Pamachas nichnasti lahakdik teres. Once I went to be makir of the teres, the incense, lefnai lefnim, inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ra'isi akasriki el kashon tzvokais, I saw a vision of Hashem Yisborach, shu yishiv al kisaron v'nisa, that He is sitting on top of a high throne. V'amar li, Hashem turned to me and said, Yishmoel b'ni, my son Yishmoel, b'rcheni, please bless me. Amarti lo, I told him, Hi rotzim l'fanecha, may it indeed be your will, sheyich b'shurach ha'mecha az kascha, that your rachmanes, that your mercy, should conquer your kas, your anger. V'yagoylu rach ha'mecha al midaysecha, and your rachmanes and your mercy should overcome all your midays, your sterner attributes, v'sisnayin g'vonecha, v'nisarachmem, you should conduct yourself with your children as Klal Yisrael exclusively with midas harachamim, with mercy. If it's sikonis lehem lefnim mishur sadin, you should go beyond the boundary of din, of judgment. V'nen ali b'roshi, Hashem nodded in approval. V'kamashmalan, this price teaches us shaloi te'ibirchas hedyot, that a blessing coming from an ordinary yid, it should not be kalove necha, shouldn't be unimportant in your eyes. Don't take it lightly. Just as Hashem Yisbarach asked Yishmoel Kohen Gadol to bless him. So that teaches us that every bracha coming from even an ordinary person, because compared to Hashem, Yishmoel Kohen Gadol was merely ordinary, and he requested a bracha from him, and he nodded in approval. Continues the Gemara. V'Rav Yechonim Shem Rav Yosi, Minayin She'im Ratzin Lo Adam Shas Kasei. From where do we know that one should not attempt to appease one who is right in the middle of his anger? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in a moment of anger, let the anger pass by, and then I should let you rest, I will be appeased. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamtili, please wait, till the expression of anger will pass, and then I will be appeased. Says the Gemara, Mi ikar rischa kamid kucha brichu. Is there such a phenomenon as anger by Hashem? Says the Gemara, in yes indeed. The sanya, as we have learned in the Braisa, V'keil zoyim b'chol yoyim, Hashem is angry every day. V'kama zamay, how long does this anger last for? Says the Gemara, rega, just a small moment. How long is a small moment? Says the Gemara, it is a millisecond. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Echad mechameshes ribuy, u'shmoyne salafim, u'shmoyne meyos, u'shmoyne b'shmoyne b'sha. It is one of 58,888 in an hour. They're very minute. It is a milli, is a millisecond, and nobody could even determine when that moment comes. Vizuyi rega, this is the rega we're speaking about. The ain called Briya Yechidle Lechavim. There is no creature in the world who can ascertain, who can determine the precise moment of that anger. Chutz, except for one. Chutz mi Bilam HaRasha. Except for Bilam, he was able to determine, to figure out the exact moment of Hashem's kas. It says regarding Bilam, he knows the mind of the one above. Says the Gemara, how can that be? That Bilam recognized, had an insight into the Das Elyon, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, so to speak. Hashto Das Behem Telev Yada. We find that even the mind of his donkey, even what was on the mind of his donkey, he had no idea. He challenged his donkey, he says, what are you doing? Why are you collapsing off the road? He didn't know what was on his mind. So if he didn't have an insight into the mind of his donkey, certainly Das Elyon HaVayada, can you say that he knew the mind of the one above? So it can't be taken literally that he actually had a deeper insight into the Das Elyon, but rather El Malamed is teaching us, Shayudeh Lechavin Aysa Shah. He knew how to determine that exact moment, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koyespa. That much he knew. He had a clue regarding this moment of Kas. And that's what the Pasuk, Yudeh Das Elyon, is referring to. And what did he want to use this knowledge for? He wanted to use it to curse the Yidden. He wanted to take advantage of the moment of Hashem's Kas to curse Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, very interesting thing happened in that time. When Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael using his knowledge regarding the moment of anger, what did Hashem do? Hashem actually refrained from becoming angry all throughout that period. Continues the Gemara, V'haynu de'amar lo Navi Yisrael. This is what the Navi told Klal Yisrael regarding Hashem's kindness to them. Ami, my nation, Zecharno, remember my Yotz Boak Melech Moyav, what he plotted. My Lema Da Sitzkes Hashem, he plotted against you, but you should know the benevolence of Hashem. What is it referring to? Amar V'lozer, Amar L'makadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Du'u. I want you to know, Kamat Tzedakah Yisisi Mochem, how benevolent I was with you, how much stuck I did with you. Shloi Ka'asti B'mei Bilam Harasha. I refrained, completely refrained from getting angry all throughout the days of Bilam, because were it not so, Shalomalika asti, if I would have been upset, Lenishtayer Misain Eyem Shal Yisrael, there would not have remained a remnant from Klal Yisrael, Sarah the Pulit. There wouldn't even remain even a remnant of Klal Yisrael due to the curse of Bilam HaRasha. He had a powerful ability to curse, and by not having the availability to curse, that saved Klal Yisrael. Vahainu to Ka'amale Bilam LeBalak. This is what Bilam complained back to Balak. You asked me to be mekhalel, to curse Klal Yisrael. I cannot do so. I don't have the tools. Ma'ekav le'kabe keil. How can I curse when Hashem doesn't curse? My ezaim le'zam Hashem. How could I be angry when Hashem did not display any anger? Melame, that comes to teach us. Shekal oisan hayom, all throughout that period, le'zam Hashem did not express any zam, any anger, and that prevented Bilam HaRasha from carrying out his curses. Says the Gemara of Akama Zamoy, how long is this moment of anger? Rega, it is only a rega, a moment of Akama Rega. How long is a rega? Says the Gemara of Abin Vitemer of Avino, rega kememri. As long as it takes to say the word rega. And Tosis asks, what could Bilam HaRasha have done in such a short amount of time? Says Tosis, he could have said kalim, destroy them. Three letter word which corresponds to the word rega, which contains three letters. Says the Gemara, Ominolan de rega rasach, what do we find in the Pasuk? That Hashem is angry for a rega, shenema ki rega ba'apoy, the anger lasts for a rega, for merely a moment, chayim b'tzoynay, but life forever is his ratzon, is his goodwill. We have another pasuk, chabi kemat rega, hide for a small moment, ad yavar zam, until the anger will pass. So we see the term rega in relation to the anger of Hashem. Says the Gemara, ve'eimas rasach, so we know that there's a moment of anger, a very short moment of anger. When does that take place? Omar Abayi, Bahanach Tlas Shoy Kamaisa. Within the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karbalta the Tarnagoyla, when the comb, when the crown above the rooster's head pales. It is generally red. It turns white. V'koya chadkara, and he stands on one foot. And that is indicative of the moment of anger of Hashem. Says the Gemara, called shat v'shat nami koyachi. He's always paling to white. He's always standing with one foot. So, how is this indicative of the rega? Says the Gemara, called shat ispe yishurai kusumki. At that moment, there are no red streaks to be found in the karbalta of the Tarnagoyla. Bahishaita, during Kol Shaita, all the time there are red streaks. Bahishaita, but only at that moment, lespe shureki sumki. There are no red streaks to be found at all. It is pure white, and that is a simon, a sign for the moment of anger. So in conclusion, we've learned about a very interesting phenomenon. There is a moment of zam, of kas, by Hashem Yisbarach. It's a very short moment. It is a millisecond, which cannot be determined by a human being. The only one who actually knew that was Bilam, but Hashem prevented him from cursing and using and taking advantage of that moment of Zam by preventing any expression of anger all throughout that period. When is this Rega? It is within the first 3 hours of the day. Continues the Gemara. Ha'utztuki. There was a heretic, the Hava B'Shavusit, the Rishum HaLevi. He was a neighbor of Rishum HaLevi. Hava Kometzar Lituva B'Kroi. He would harass him constantly, quoting psukim, scriptures which support his doctrines. And he would harass Rishum HaLevi. Yoyim Echad, Rishum HaLevi had enough, and he said, you know, I'm going to do away with him. The Mefarshim explained that he was actually trying to protect the Tztuki from further einish and further punishment on account of his harassments. So he wanted to just put an end to the whole phenomenon. Yom Echad Shokel Tanegoyla. He took a roost of Ukmei Ben Kar De Arsa between. He put it between the legs of his bed. Va'ayin Ben. He concentrated. So far, he figured Ki Mata Yishaita. I'll notice that moment when it turns white. That is a conducive moment for being Makalif and cursing the Stuki. A latte. I'll give him a klola. Says the Gemara. What happened? Ki Mata Yishaita. As soon as that moment arrived, Naim, he dozed off and he missed the opportunity. Omar, so Rishum HaLevi concluded, Shema Mino, it must be Lav Oirach Ara LeMebet Hachi. It must not be the preferred way to conduct yourself this way to bring about a punishment, even on a Tztuki. Because the Pasuk says, V'rachmav al kol ma'asav k'siv. Hashem's mercy is bestowed on all His creatures, and therefore even a Tztuki is deserving of Hashem's mercy, and I should not punish him. Uksiv gam anesh latzadik leitoyv, a punishment which comes via, through the conduit of a tzadik. If a tzadik is a cause of somebody receiving a punishment, it is not a good thing. Therefore, I don't want to be the cause of the stuki's suffering. Tana mishmei de Ramei, we learn to brise the name of Rameir. B'shoa shachamay zerachas, when the sun rises, v'chol malchim mizrach amarav, all the non-Jewish kings, manichim kisrein b'rashayim, they place their crowns on their heads, and mishtach v'machama, they bow to the chama, they do avay dezora, miyad koyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the moment that Hashem is angry, and that's corresponding to what we mentioned earlier, that the moment of anger is within those first 3 hours of the day. Continues the Gemara, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Yosi, toiva mardus achas, b'libi shel adam, it is better, an impulse of self-discipline, that a person comes to the recognition on his own. Yoyser mekama malchus, it has a greater effect, more than many lashes, many external stimuli that are trying to improve him, make him improve his spirituality. A person on his own is more powerful. Shenema v'rotvas ma'aveh, v'amer elcha v'shuva lisha rishon k'toyv li'oz me'ata. Klal Yisrael is running after the ma'aveh, the lovers, and didn't have a good experience with them, and concluded, let me go back. Let me return back to Hashem. I had a much better time then than now. So you see that coming to your own conclusion is more powerful, has more everlasting effect than external musar. It's greater than 100 lashes. The feeling of being humble, as a result of being reproofed by one who understands, meaning one who understands, a maven, one who has intelligence, and his receives musar, reproof, and humbles himself, that is greater, is more beneficial than inflicting a silly fool with 100 lashes. I once heard that the tzaddik of Shraga Feivel Mendelovich once said that the best musa sefer, the best sefer that brings a person to improve his ways, is the person himself. There were three requests that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from Hashem, and he was granted. Number one, Bikesh Shetish Shechina Yisrael. He requested that Hashem rests his Shechina exclusively on Klal Yisrael. And he gave it to him. So the first bakash was actually not exclusive, but Hashem should rest on Klal Yisrael. And the response was, yes, Hashem will accompany us. The second request was that it should be exclusive. He wanted that the Shechina should rest exclusively on Yisrael and not on Goyim. And he was granted. That Klal Yisrael is distinct, is separate in this regard, that we merit the divine presence resting on us as opposed to the Goyim. The third thing was Bikesh Lohidia Drachav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted that Hashem should inform him, should explain to him his conduct. V'nasan lo, and he granted it to him. Shenamar Hodiyedina Drachecha, please Hashem, inform me of your ways. Amar lefanav, what exactly did he want to know regarding Hashem's ways? Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, b'pnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo. We find very strange phenomenon in this world. We find that tzadik who v'tov lo is living a good life. V'yesh tzadik v'raloi, we find sometimes that tzadik who has bad v'raloi. V'yesh rasha v'tov lo, we find a rasha who experiences a good life. V'yesh rasha v'raloi, on the other hand, we have a rasha who has ra. So how does this make sense? Is experiencing a good or bad life dependent on a person's deeds? That doesn't fit with reality. We find that a tzaddik can have bad experiences and a rasha can have a good experience. How does that make sense? Amar lo, Hashem explained to him exactly the way it works. Moshe, this is the way it works. Moshe, tzaddik v'toiv lo, is tzaddik ben tzaddik. One who is a tzaddik and a son of a tzaddik, he will have only toiv. Tzaddik v'ra lo, however, a tzaddik who experiences some ra, tzaddik ben rasha, must be that he is the son of a rasha. And the effect of his father is influencing his own life experience. Rasha v'toiv lo, we find that a rasha has good, rasha ben tzaddik, it must be that he descends from a tzaddik, and in the merit of his father, he's experiencing toiv. However, rasha v'ra lo, a rasha has only ra, he must be speaking about a rasha ben rasha, a rasha the son of a rasha. Continues the Gemara. Omar mar, tzaddik v'toiv lo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. A tzaddik who has good, it must be a son of a tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ra lo, a tzaddik who has ra, he is a tzaddik ben rasha. How can that be? How can we say that the father's actions, his transgressions, will affect the child, that the child will be accountable for the avarice of the father? We know that is not so. Eini, we know. V'oksiv peked avos al banav. We find one pasuk which says that Hashem will remember, Hashem will affect the transgressions, the avoinus of the parents onto their children. That's one pasuk. We find a theory, we find a contradiction with another pasuk. Uksiv, ubanam lo yumsu al avos. Banam never are affected, never will die on account of the parents' sins. V'rabin ekroya dadi, we pose a contradiction between two psukim. Are children affected by their parents' avarice or not? Umshaninan, and we gave an answer. Like kasha, it is not difficult. Ha'akisha ichsin maase avasem yadeim. This pasuk, which speaks about a child continuing with the streak of the parents, being affected by the parents' avarice, that is, if he retains the same type of conduct as his parents. He's eiches maase avesem yadeim, he continues on the same path. In that case, he is indeed affected by his parents' avarice. Ha, however, the pasuk, which says that children are totally independent from their parents, k'she'ein eichsen maase avesem yadeim, speaking about the children do not retain their parents' bad ways. So, we see from here that whether or not a child is affected by the sins of the parents simply depends on if the child continues on the same route as the parents. So how can we ascertain, how can we establish that the reason why a tzaddik is experiencing ra, tzaddik v'rali, must be that he's a tzaddik ben rasha and the sins of the parents are affecting the child. But we know that it's not necessarily so, it depends on the child. If the child is continuing and the bad ways of the parents, fine, he's affected, but otherwise he's not. So how do these two things work together? Says the Gemara, Allahi Kamarlay, it must be that Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu in a different manner. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, how can we find all these different scenarios where a tzaddik may have some ra, a rasha may have some good? Hachai Kamarlay, this is what Hashem responded to him. You know what the parameters are? Tzaddik v'toivlo is tzaddik gomer. A tzaddik who has goodness, that is a tzaddik, a complete tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ra'loi, a tzaddik who experiences some ra, it must be tzaddik she'in gomer, he is an incomplete tzaddik, and he is suffering somewhat on account of his small amount of misdeeds. On the other hand, rasha v'toivloi, we find that a rasha has complete good, it's rasha she'in gomer. Since he is not a complete rasha, he did some good in his life, therefore Hashem is repaying him for his good deeds. However, the final state of Rasha V'Raloi, a Rasha who has complete Ra, that is a Rasha Gomer, who is complete through and through Ra, and therefore he only experiences Ra. So in conclusion, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem about three things. He had three requests. And according to this Gemara, all three requests were granted. Number one, the Shechinah should rest on Klal Yisrael. It was granted. The Klal Yisrael's Shechinah should be exclusive to them. That too was granted. And the final question, Hashem, please, describe to me your ways, explain to me your conduct, the whole concept of tzaddik and rasha, and Hashem indeed explained to him in detail. Upligad Rav Meir. This seems to be in dispute of Rav Meir's opinion. The Omer Rav Meir, shtayim nosen loy. Only two requests were granted. Va'achas loy nosen loy. The third one was not. Shenemar v'chanoyisi es hasharachin. You asked me why do I grant a rasha and not a tzaddik and vice versa. The answer is v'chanoyisi es hasharachin. I will grant those who I desire to grant, even if they're not worthy of it. Even if he's not fit or worthy, I will have mercy on those who I choose to have rachmanis. Even if he's not fitting and deserving of my rachmanis. And therefore, from this pasuk, we concluded that Hashem did not explain to him the rationale behind these behaviors. You will not be able to see my panim, you will not be able to understand my conduct. Tana mishmed v'shub en karcha, kach amal kadosh baruch hu l'moshe. Kisha ratzisi l'ratzisa. Why do I not want to explain to you everything? Because when I wanted to reveal myself to you, that's referring to the sneh, lo ratzisa. When I wanted to ratzisi, I called to you lo ratzisa, you hid your face, you did not want to actually visualize the expression of the shechina on the sneh. Therefore, achshav, Sha'ata Reutzer, when you want full revelation, when you want to understand Hadienis Drachecha, Eini Reutzer, it's sort of a punishment for your behavior you didn't want then, and therefore I will not give it to you. So this sheet of Rav Meir and correspondingly Rabbi Shua ben Karcha seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu, on account of his refusing to visualize the Shechina when he was requested to at the Sneh, he received sort of a punishment by not being able to fully comprehend Hashem's ways. And in conclusion, the first two requests were granted, but the third request, according to this opinion, was not granted. Says the Gemara, Upligad Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Rav Yonasan. However, this shita of Rav Meir and Rav Shmuel bar Karcha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not granted the third request, and it was considered to be some sort of a punishment, this is in dispute of the shita of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani and the name of Rav Yonasan. The Omer of Shmuel Mcheni, Omer of Yonason, Bischar Shalosh, Zachal Shalosh. As a reward for three positive deeds that Moshe Rabbeinu did at the Sneh, he indeed received three rewards. Bischar Shalosh, Zachal Shalosh. Bischar, in the Schar of number one, Vayas to Moshe Ponov. Moshe hid his face, Zachal Chlash upon him. He was Zaycha to shining radiation of his face. Bischar Kiyori. In the schar, in the merit of him being afraid, fearful for approaching Hashem, he was zoicha, it was a good deed, zochel of ayuru megeshes elav, that those around him had a fear from approaching him. B'schar, in the merit of mehabit, that he was afraid of looking, of gazing at Hashem, zocha, he was indeed zoicha, he merited the tmunas Hashem yabit, to gaze in the image of Hashem. So we see, according to this shita, that what went on at the sneh was indeed favorable, and in exchange for his three favorable behaviors, he was zeicha to three corresponding merits. So in conclusion, we have a machlekes. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for three things. The first two, he certainly was granted. The final third one, we have a machlekes. According to one sheet in the Gemara, he was granted that request as well. According to the second sheet of the Gemara, he was not given that request. Continues the Gemara, Vasiroisi es kapai. Hashem says, I will remove my hand, Varisa Sachari, you will be able to see my back. Omar Avchan, Rabizna, Omar Shimon Chasida, what is it speaking about? Malamet Shehira Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. Hashem revealed to Moshe the knot of the tefillin, as we mentioned yesterday, that Hashem too wears tefillin. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Pei Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeTova. Whenever a word emanates from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mouth for goodness, Hashem promises something good. I feel out tonight, even if it's dependent on a condition. It is conditioned on something, and that condition didn't materialize. LeChazavai, Hashem does not go back on His word. Menolan, where do we find this phenomenon? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, Heref Mimenu Vashmide. Hashem says, leave me and I will destroy Klal Yisrael. This is by the Egel of Es Eishchol Goyotzum. I will establish as a great nation. Now, Af Agav Deboi Moshe Rachma Leidim Musa, even though Moshe through his tefillah, through his beseeching Hashem, that Hashem should annul and void this decree of destroying Klal Yisrael, Avakav debo Moshe Rachmi, Moshe Rachmeinu beseeched, requested Rachmanes, Allah the Milsa to annul this request, Ubatla, and he indeed was successful. Afilohachi, Ukum Rezari. Nevertheless, the promise that Hashem gave Moshe that he will establish him as a great nation in exchange for Klal Yisrael, that did materialize. Meaning, although the condition was, well, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael and establish you in exchange, so even though it didn't materialize, nevertheless, Hashem kept his word and made Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants very numerous and plentiful. Shenema b'nei Moshe Geresh and Eliezer, v'ayu b'nei Eliezer Rechavi HaRoish, b'nei Rechavi Rav Ulamalo. So you see that the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu were very numerous, Rav Ulamalo. And Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef darshant, that the term Rav here denotes a very great number of Shishim Ribui. Lamalo Meshishim Ribui, they became more numerous than Shishim Ribui than 600,000. How do we know that? Asher Revia Revia. We connect the words revia with revia, which we find elsewhere, which is linked to 600,000. With regard to Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants, what word does the pasuk use? Ravu. They became numerous. Lamalo. Ksiv hasam regarding Klal Yisrael, regarding the nes of the revia, the Klal Yisrael becoming plentiful and numerous. The Torah uses the words ubnei Yisrael paru. So we connect the words revia to each other, just as over there regarding Klal Yisrael is describing Shishim Riboy, for that was the amount of Klal Yisrael, they were 600,000 strong. So too the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu have the term Ravu applied to them, which implies a very great number, more than 600,000. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shimon Rechai, Miyayim Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaSa'ilam. From the day one of creation, Lo Yehaya Adam Shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu Adain, there was not to be found a person who gave Hashem the title Adai, Master, Acheba Avram Vekare Adai, until Avram Avinu came and he bestowed the title Adai, Master, on Hashem. Shenema, where do we find that? Vayoymer, Adonai Bama Eda Kirashen Moshe. Avram Avinu terms the Eivishter with the title Adai. And why is this connected with Avram Avinu? Because Adai means master, master of the world, Melech HaOlam, which came about through Avraham Avinu, who spread Hashem's name and renown throughout the world. And the people of the world came to recognize Hashem's Adnus, Hashem being the master of the world, and therefore the recognition, the term of Adoin, is befitting to Avraham Avinu. Continues the Gemara, Af Amarav, Av Daniel Einene. Even Daniel was not answered in his prayer, Ela B'Shvil Avraham, only in the merit of Avraham Avinu. Shenemar va'ato shma alikeinu, Hashem listened to us, al tefilas avdecha v'tachnunav, to the tefillah and to the begging of his slave, v'arpanecha, light up your face, amagdoshcha shomim, on your desolate beis hamikdash, leman adonai, for the sake of adonai, leman chamibayle. Why does he say this term, leman adonai? He should have said leman cha, for your sake. If he's referring to Hashem, why is he speaking in third person and using this term? Ella, rather, must be referring to Laman Avram, for the sake and the merit of Avram Avinu, Shekar Acha Adoin, who has spread your fame, who has called you Adoin, who has enacted you as the master of the world, and in his schus, you should respond to our tefillahs. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Shimon Rechai, minayin she'em ratznoi la'adam, that one should not attempt to try to appease someone b'shas kasa, in the moment of anger, in the heat of anger, she'nemar, pana yelechu, anechaisi lach, this is referring to the anger that took place due to the egel, and Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, allow the kas, the panai elecho to pass, and ani chayshelach, I will let you, I will be appeased. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon Rechai, miyam shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salome, from when Hashem created the world, lo yaya adam shehoide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was nobody who gave thanks to Hashem, at shebar so Leia, until Leia came, v'hoide, sorry, and she gave thanks to Hashem. Shenemar, as we find in the pasuk, ha'pam, oides Hashem. Now, once she had the fourth child, Yehuda was born, she called him Yehuda on account of the hoida, of the thankfulness that she had to Hashem, since she knew that there were only going to be 12 shvatim, and Yaakov Avinu was going to have four wives, leaving each one with three children. Now that she had one extra, more than her share, she expressed herself with the word hoida, thanking Hashem. Continues the Gemara on the subject of names, Reuven. Leah gave her child the name Reuven. Amar Belaza, this was a rem, as a hint to something that would happen in the future. Amar Leah, Leah said, Ru, take a look. Ma b'ni, look at the difference between my child, leben chami, to the son of my father-in-law, meaning Esav HaRasha. Deilu ben chami, my Esav HaRasha, the son of my father-in-law, afagav demedaite, even though he voluntarily zavnei sold lebechirusei his bechirus, his schus, his firstborn schus to Yaakov Avinu, d'chsev, as we find in the pasuk, by yimkores b'chiras el Yaakov, he wholeheartedly gave away his b'chira to Yaakov. What happened afterwards? He griped and he groaned. D'chsev, chazum aksibe. Look what happened afterwards. Look what it says. By yistoim Esav as Yaakov, he was full of anger. By d'chsev by yoimer, he said, Achi kor shmo Yaakov. Is this why they called him Yaakov? Yaakvenu is a pamaim. He fooled me twice. He took away my b'chira. So he was full of complaints. V'ilu b'ni. However, on the other hand, look at Reuven. Look at my son. Afagav dal korchi shakli. Yosef b'chirusei. What happened to his b'chira? What happened to his b'chir privileges? It was taken away from him against his will, and it was given to Yosef. Shakli Yosef b'chirusei minei. Yosef removed, took away his b'chira from him. The chsiv, it says, since Reuven mixed around the beds of his father, nitna b'chirasei b'nei Yosef, and as a punishment, his b'chira was given away to the children of Yosef. So it was taken away from him. Afilu hocha, even so, how did he relate to Yosef? How did Reuven treat Yosef? We find, afilu hocha, even so, lo yikanebe, he wasn't jealous of him. The chsiv, it says, after they sold, when they were trying to sell, kill Yosef, it says, Vayishma Reuven Yitzalem Yodam. Reuven actually saved his life. He told him, look, don't kill him, sell him, put him in the bar, whatever it is that he gave them advice to save his life. He told him, put him in the bar, and the Chazal said he had intended to come back and save him so that he shouldn't even be sold. In any case, Reuven was a protector of Yosef, and although he lost his b'chir on account of Yosef, he had to give it away, nevertheless, he treated him with mercy and with respect and compassion, and this is totally in opposition to the conduct and behavior of Esav towards Yaakov. Continues the Gemara on the subject of names. Rus. Why was she called Rus? The grandmother of David HaMelech, my Rus, Omer B'yechon, Shezachsa, she was Zecha, she yatsa memeno David. That David came from her, Sherivu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, he stated Hashem, B'shiris v'tishbachais, he was full of praise and song to Hashem, and therefore the name Rus was very apropos for his grandmother. It says the Gemara, Menol Nishma Garam. We have a list of different examples where the name of the person actually denotes his future character and behavior. Where do we see that the name actually can cause something to come about? Or Velezer, Damakra. Lechu Chazum, follows Hashem. Go see the working of Hashem, Asher Shamais Baretz. He made the land desolate. Al Tikri Shamais El Shemais. Hashem put forth names. Hashem implants the idea in the parent's mind of how to name their child in accordance with his nature and his future. Now, we know that a person has free will, and a person's name, of course, will not preclude free will, but rather it implies, it is a remez, it denotes his essence and his potential, which certainly can be channeled and directed in any which way that a person chooses to. So continues the Gemara. Having a renegade child inside one's home is a greater affliction. It's more severe, even greater than the future Muhammad of Gog and Magog, which is a very grand war. Mizmor LaDavid, a song to David. You need to run away, escape from Avshalom, who was a renegade child. The pasuk after says, Hashem Rabot Tzorai, I have such numerous tzoris, Rabim Kamalai, so many are pursuing me. So he uses the word of my Rabot Tzorai, my tzoris are so great in describing the tzora, the affliction, the yisurim of Avshalom. Fi'ilu, however, Gavim Melchemes Gog and Magog, while describing this great war of Gog and Magog, it says, Ksiv Lama Rak Shugayim, why are the nations so shaking, so afraid, Lumim Yagurik, everybody is taken and afraid. It's merely a war, Gog and Magog, not so terrible. And here, it doesn't say Rabu. Fi'ilu Ma Rabu Tzare Lak Siv, in describing this great event, it doesn't use the word Rabu, Rabu Tzare, so we see that having a renegade child of Shalem is an even greater yisurim, an even greater affliction than Melchemes Gog and Magog, since the term Rabu Tzarei, my enemies, my tzarim are so great and numerous, is described in connection with Avshalom. Continues the Gemara. Mizmor LaDavid b'varchay b'nei Avshalom b'nai. He sang a song on account of Avshalom his son. Says the Gemara, why the term Mizmor, a song? Mizmor LaDavid, kino LaDavid. He should have lamented the situation. Kino LaDavid b'bayilei. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Avshalom. There's a mashal, there's an analogy here. Mashal Dava Dava Doimer, La Adam Shiyatza Alav, Shtarchay. For a person, a loan document was produced, he needs to pay back a big loan, and he doesn't have from where to take. Koidem Shepare, before he repays it, Ayatzev. He's very apprehensive, he said, how am I going to do this? But La'acha Shepare, once he pays back, he fulfills his obligation, now he's relieved, Sameach, he's completely happy. So that is the mashal. And what is the nimshal? What is the connection to David of Shalem? Says the Gemara, Av kein David. So too regarding David. Kivin she'omar l'kadosh baruch hu. Hashem told him, look, hineni mekim alecha ra mibeischa. I will establish ra, something very terrible, from within your home. Hayatzev, he was very sad. Omar, he said, Shema eved, a mamzer, perhaps it's a slave or a mamzer. Hu delei chayis alai. It will be such a bad thing that he will not have any mercy on me. Kivin nechaz Avshalom, who once he saw that the Hashem's prediction came about through Avshalom, who wasn't an Eved, nor was he a Mamzer. Sameach, he was happy. He figured that Avshalom will have Rachmanis on him and will not suffer on his hands, in his hands. V'shemachi Amar Mizmor, that's why he used the word Mizmor, which is a song, since he was relieved. He was happy that it was only that much. It wasn't worse than that. Pick a fight with Rishon in this world. Ones who abandon Torah, they praise Rishon. However, ones who guard the Torah, committed to Torah, they fight the Rishon, they contend with the Rishon. Tanya Mihachi, we find a similar braisa. Rav Destoy, Rav Nosson Omer. One may contend with Rishayim in this world. Shenemar, the same pasuk as mentioned earlier, Oizvi Tari Halu Rasha. Ones who abandon Torah, they praise Rishayim. V'chuvigayim, says the Gemara, V'mlach shach Adam, if somebody whispers and questions this assertion, V'mlach shach Adam leimar, doesn't it say in the pasuk otherwise? V'aksiv, it says in the pasuk, Al tischa b'mreim. Don't pick a fight with bad people. Al tekane b'yse avla, don't express your jealousy, meaning don't battle the people who do wrong. So we see it is not a recommended mode of behavior. Amar Amaloi, tell him that interpretation is false. Misha libay noikfoy oimerken. One interprets the pasuk in this manner, that one should keep away and not battle the Rishayim, that is only a person who is conscious is disturbing him. He has aviris and he's not comfortable with himself, he's not confident in his commitment to Hashem and his Torah, and therefore he's afraid of Rishayim. El al tischa b'mreim, or rather, you must interpret the pasuk differently. Al tischa b'mreim, liyos k'mreim. Don't accompany them. Don't follow their ways. Don't learn from them. Al tekana bo yisa ava. Don't be jealous of them. Don't emulate these people. Leo is to be kaisa ava like these people who do bad things. Va'omer, we find a similar pasuk. Al yikana lipcha b'chatoim. Don't be jealous of those who sin. Ki im biyiras Hashem kol yom. Just be involved in yiras Hashem all day. So we see in conclusion that it is mutar. It is preferred. Yes, to battle the rishayim. Eini, is that so? We find that Rabbi Yitzchak seems to indicate otherwise. Want us to keep away from Rishayim and not engage them. If one notices that a Rasha is experiencing good fortune, he's having a good time, he's being successful, don't start with him. His ways will be successful. He will actually win his judgments. Your judgment will be lifted from him, meaning he'll be totally victorious in din, in court. Therefore, keep away from him. He's being successful. Let him be. Not only that, this Russia sees, will witness his tzar, his enemies fall away. He'll blow away his enemies. So we seem to contradict the earlier statement that it is mutter, it is advisable to start with Rishayim, to instigate Rishayim, to battle the Rishayim. Says the Gemara like Kasha, the answer is as follows. They were speaking about two different situations. Ha b'mili di dei, ha b'mili di shmaya. Depends why he is opposing the Rasha. Is it regarding mili delay, worldly matters, his personal matters? Keep away from the Rasha. However, regarding mili di shmaya, heavenly matters, spiritual matters of Torah mitzvahs, you're coming to protect Yiddishkeit, then you must battle the Rishayim. V'bayi same another teretz to answer this contradiction. Ha v'ha b'mili shmaya, both are speaking about heavenly matters. V'lei kasha, it is not difficult. Ha barash, shasha, misachek azloi. One is speaking about a Rasha who appears to have good fortune. In that case, keep away from him. Ha barash, she'en hasha, misachek azloi. An ordinary Rasha who is not experiencing exceptionally good fortune. In that case, you should be mezgara with the Rasha. By the same, another teretz, hava hava rasha shasham sachekas loy, both are speaking about a Rasha who is experiencing good fortune. But like kasha, hava tzadik gomer, hava tzadik shein gomer. It depends who is opposing the Rasha. Is this man fit to oppose the Rasha? Is he a complete tzadik? Then he has a full right to oppose the Rasha and battle the Rasha. But if he's himself is an incomplete tzadik, so then just mind your own business and don't bother the Rasha. Where do we find this concept? Why do you look at the Baigid, the Rasha, Tachrish, Bevala, Rasha, Tzadik, when you're quiet, and you allow the Baigdim, the rebeller, to swallow the Tzadik. The Rasha swallows the Tzadik, Mimenu, V'chi Rasha, Belei, Tzadik. Is that so that a Rasha has the ability to swallow a Tzadik? V'oksiv, Hashem lo yazvenu b'yod. Hashem will never allow the Tzadik to fall into the fate of the hands of the Rasha. No bad, no evil will befall a tzaddik. So how do you explain the first pasuk that the Rasha swallows a tzaddik? It must be that it depends on what type of tzaddik. Ela tzaddik mimenu baleya. If it's a tzaddik who is merely a tad greater than the Rasha, he stands a bit higher. He's not a complete tzaddik. He's only tzaddik mimenu. He is greater than the Rasha. In that case, he has no right to instigate the Rasha to battle the Rasha. And in that case, baleya, the Rasha can overcome him. However, tzaddik gomer, with regard to a complete tzaddik, ein b'leya, you cannot swallow. So here we see the concept that there is a difference between a tzaddik gomer, who can conquer, who has the power above over the Rasha, and a tzaddik she'en gomer, an incomplete tzaddik, who cannot be victorious against the Rasha. So that explains again the contradiction that we mentioned earlier. On one hand, we find that a man should oppose the Rasha, on the other hand, he shouldn't. Depends what type of person we're speaking about. A tzaddik gomer has the ability, but a tzaddik she'en gomer, an incomplete tzaddik, does not. One more answer, Ibayis. Ema shom esachekas leishani. This that we just mentioned, that a Rasha can swallow a tzaddik, we're speaking on a Rasha in a very unique situation where he has his fortune is playing to him, meaning he's experiencing good fortune, he's having a good shom esachekas, a good mazel. In that case, he can even be victorious over the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is advised to keep away from him. So in conclusion, should a person instigate and battle the Rishayim? We have three answers in the Gemara. It depends. If it's regarding mili d'shmaya, heavenly matters, spiritual matters, then yes, go ahead. If it's regarding a Rasha, who is Shah Eina Masachekasla, he is not experiencing good fortune, and yes, you should battle him. And finally, this is strictly regarding a tzaddik gomer, a complete tzaddik. Continues the Gemara of Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. One who establishes a set place for his davening, his enemies fall away. Such is the power of this person's davening. I will establish a place of service. This is referring to the Beis Hamikdash, which was a set place of Mokum Kavua for Kal Yisrael, service of Hashem. I will plant them, and they will rest in their place. There will be no more anger. The Goyim will not continue to torment them as in the beginning. So you see that a Makim Kavua has the power to overcome enemies. Rav Huna asked a contradiction. One pasuk says that the Beis Hamikdash will have the effect to prevent the enemies from tormenting them. Then the other pasuk says that it will prevent them from being annihilated. Answers the Gemara, B'tchila, initially when Hashem established the Beis HaMikdash, it was meant to have such great of a power to protect them from any torment. B'tchila la'anoysoi, u'l'basoif, but in the end when they sinned, then it was decreed that they should experience some sort of torment, but they will be prevented from being annihilated completely, u'l'basoif, l'chaloysoi. From Rabbi Yochanan, M'shurim Shimon Yechai, G'dayla shimusha shal Torah, when one attends a Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, it is even greater, it has a greater beneficial effect on the Talmud, on the disciple, Yoyisim Limuda, even greater than actually learning Torah from him. Shenemar, Pay Elisha ben Shafat, it's referring to the Navi Elisha, who is a Talmud of Elio HaNavi. How does the Torah describe his connection to Elio? Asher Yatzak Mayim al Yedei Elio, who poured water on the hands of Elio. Lomad Lo Nemar, it doesn't say he studied from him, Elio Yatzak. He attended to him, he served him. Melamed, it teaches us, Shegdoilo Shimusha, it is greater to serve Yoyisim Limuda, even greater than to learn from him. It creates an even greater bond, a more of a personal connection from the Talmud, from the Rebbe to the Talmud.